Work and I have something in common. That's right. We were both selected as one of the most 50 beautiful people in the country. Now, he was selected by People magazine. I was selected in my own imagination, but we have something in common. Of course, David Chokichi is also a Massachusetts native, and we know him from Baywatch and Witchblade, but he's going to be doing something a little crazy coming up, and we're going to talk about that right now. David, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. So tell us a little bit about this Stars in Danger, the high dive, airing on Wednesday the 9th at 10 o'clock, excuse me, 8 to 10 on Fox.
That's right. Basically, you know, this is a show brought over. It's really, like, blown up over in Europe, and Fox jumped at the chance to kind of put this together because the ratings of the show over in Europe are through the roof. People are, like, just freaking out over it because it's such a good concept diving is a very difficult sport. And I consider myself a good athlete. I played sports my whole life. I've been in the ocean my whole life. You know, I can do front flips and back flips off of anything into the water, and still I got my ass kicked on this show. I mean, technically, like, going off a 5 meter, if you don't enter the water properly, then spot the water with your eyes and then actually puncture the surface tension, like, you just get smacked, man. It's like getting punched in the face. I had a full black eye and broken blood vessels in my face, and Alexander Paul had to go to the hospital. She had a bad concussion, and, you know, it's the real deal. So there's 9 people out of their element, basically, and said, this is kind of your challenge, and we basically had a month of, three weeks of training. I only had 8 days because of a commitment, so I was there at the pool as much as possible because I was like, I do not want to be on national TV and suck, so I'm gonna put my time in, man, and some people didn't, but pretty much everybody, as closer we got towards taping, people were there, like, spot on at 8, like, let's go, come on, we got practice, we got to practice this stuff. So it's a great concept because there's a lot of pain involved, and some people are, you know, we're a little more athletic than others, and I give all the credit in the world to the people, the girls who signed on who were not, you know, that great in the water, or, you know, weren't comfortable being up, going off a 5 meter or a 3 meter springboard, you know, and...
You had a little bit of a mini reunion with Alexandra Paul from Baywatch.
I did. She was the one who's literally, they were still trying to fill out the cast, and she was calling me, begging me from practice. And she's like, "Here, I'm right here with the producers, and they were, you know, please come do it with me. We'll be the synchronized team." And so a few other things happened, and my manager worked it out, and I ended up. At first, I was like, no way in hell, I'm not doing a diving show with my Speedo and going back to that. And then by the time I got into it, I was like, this is awesome. I'm getting paid to show up and learn how to dive properly. And, I mean, it was painful, and it was cold, and it was, well, like, we got our asses kicked every day. Like, it felt like you played a football game at the end of the day every day. You know, people were limping home, and then your alarm goes off. You're like, no way, I can't go do that again. That's just, you know, because you have to do it. We have to cram these training in a short amount of time. And, you know, diving is a very technical sport that takes a lot of repetition. And, you know, we chose, by unluck, we had bad weather, and L.A. is, like, raining most of the time while we're training. And we're training at UCLA outside, and, you know, we're freezing. So we'd all sit in this hot tub, and that was like a little therapy tub where everybody would be, like, freaking out, and you could tell each other their darkest, deepest secrets. But the more, if you sit out in the tub, you're not getting any better. So you're like, I gotta get my ass up on there and freeze and just do my reps and go and go and go. And, you know, everybody picked it up. And the cool thing about the show is you see basically, like, a train wreck in the beginning, and then you see it kind of come together and build it back up, and by the end it's like a bullet train, like going 150 miles an hour kind of seamlessly down the road, because on game day everybody showed up and everybody pulled it off. And we're not talking just like straight, you know, a dive off a diving board. We're doing, like, complicated dives, like we're doing 1.5s and inwards, like Terrell does this huge, just kind of like inward off the springboard, and Yeah, I do like a handstand dive where you start in a handstand position, and then you fall off the 5 meter, and then you rotate into a dive, which is, you know, I never thought I'd do something like that. And by the end of it, and during the competition, I kind of nailed it, and it was cool. It was a cool, awesome feeling.
We should mention David Chikachi is not the only one on the show. There's also some folks you might recognize, like Jay Wow and Bethany Hamilton, the woman who had the experience with the shark a while back, and also Terrell Owens from the NFL and Antonio Sabato Jr. So there's some familiar faces on this show.
Yeah, and Alexander Paul, and who are we missing? Twitch, that came on late. Someone got injured. He was from Dancing in the Stars. He's a phenomenal athlete.
And Kim and Kyle Richards as well.
Yeah, and Kim and Kyle, and they were troopers. You know, this was definitely out of their realm, but they stepped out. They stepped it up, and they sucked it up, and they took their lumps, and they had their moments, but I give them credit. They followed through and didn't bail. And
let me ask you a quick question, because I know we don't have much time, but
yeah.
I want to remind everybody to watch Wednesday at 8 o'clock on Fox. But tell us a little bit about Baywatch and Witchblade. Are you in touch with any of the folks from those shows?
Oh, for sure. Actually, the weird thing is, like, everybody from Witchblade is in touch, every one of us. Actually, I did a movie with Yancey, like, three years ago, which was kind of which was awesome. All those guys, Willie Yun Lee, he's the Korean actor. He's the new Nemesis in the Wolverine movie with Hugh Jackman. We've stayed in touch, and so have been all the Baywatch folks. Actually, pretty much, Pam's the only one who's kind of elusive now. She's more elusive than Hasselhoff. Hasselhoff and I were bros for a long time, and then he's kind of gone off and done his thing, and, you know, we see each other and we try and stay in touch. We try and plan an adventure usually once a year, but it's just hard. People's lives get complicated, and, you know, kids and the whole deal. But for the most part, there's about 8 of us from Baywatch who stay in constant touch, because we have a project together that we've been working on for like 3 years that hopefully we'll see the light of day at some point.
And I know that you have something called the Surf Rider Foundation you're involved with. What's that?
Basically, it's a nonprofit whose main objective is to protect waves, beaches, just basically, you know, our natural resources, the water and the beach, and keep them clean, and advocate for, you know, clean water and water quality testing, which, you know, they wanted to take water quality testing out of the federal budget for this new term, and, you know, it's minuscule, the amount of money, and they wanted to call that like a hard cut or something, and they're risking sending like millions of people into water if it hasn't been tested by a simple little like person running down with a sampler saying high bacteria, do not swim here. You know, you're risking sending your whole family into the water. It might look like Santa Monica Bay, like it looks beautiful. Oh, let's go swimming, and next thing you know, you're really sick for like 3 days to a week, like guaranteed sickness, you know. And so I love Surf Rider Foundation because they're grassroots, and they actually, instead of talking about it, they go out and do it, and they get people to be involved, and they do a really good job of motivating the average person who might not get involved, and that's what it takes, because too many people talk about it and don't do anything, and these guys actually act on it. Same with with Bobby Kennedy's Waterkeeper Alliance. You know, he's a friend of mine, and he does a lot in this same vein of trying to, you know, protect our rivers and coastal ways. So I've been working with both of them for years now, and it's a big thing because I have a daughter, and I take her in the ocean already. I want to be here. I want her to be able to go to these beaches and know that, yeah, if I go swim or surf or whatever, that I'm not going to get sick. And, you know, it takes a minuscule amount of money compared to what this government spends their money on, to just test the water quality in populated areas or even the unpopulated. You know, it should be a mandatory thing. And
I'm with you on that. I believe in that as well. I'm a big ocean guy. David Chikachi, you can watch him Wednesday on January 9th on Fox at 8 o'clock on Stars in Danger, the high dive. Will he win? We'll have to find out.
Yeah, exactly. And also, you can check me out at Chokachi David on Twitter and see more information on the show.
Excellent.
or my website is davidjoshi.net. So that also has like behind the scenes stuff from the show, which is kind of cool.
And feel free to follow us at MediaMan2009.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it, man.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.